The other day I was reading my Bible, I do that every once in a while, and the Lord spoke to me in three little words, okay? Now you're going to have to bear with me as I read through my King James, okay? And try to see past of these and thous and yees and yows, okay? This was during the triumphal entry, when Jesus came into the city on the back of a colt, back of a donkey, okay? And it says this, "And the multitude that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was coming to Jerusalem," when he got there, "all the city was moved." I mean, everybody, all the city was just kind of, wow, what's going on, you know? And they said these three words, "Who is this? Who is this?" And I think that's the question that you and every Christian has to answer in their heart. You know of Jesus, you serve Jesus, you worship Jesus, but who is he? Well, he's the Son of God. He died for my sins. But who is he? Well, let me ask you something. Is he your healer? I got to have an answer here. Is he your healer?
Yes.
But do you believe that to the degree that you will ask for healing and actually really expect it to happen?
Yes.
Is he your miracle worker? Is he the one who can come into a situation and take it from the worst that it could be and make it the best that it could be? I think he is too. But we have to answer that question, because the enemy will come and lie to us and say he isn't anything, he isn't anybody. He's just a prophet. Yeah, and more than a prophet. Amen? But ask yourself this morning, because there's people in this room that struggle with addictions. Okay? What addiction that might be, you know what your addiction is. You know what it is that you want out of your life that you can't get out of your life, no matter how hard you try. But who is he? Who's Jesus? Isn't he the deliverer?
Yes.
I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't he the deliverer?
Yes.
Isn't he the one that can set you free from all the problems that you're having? I mean, isn't he that to you?
Yes.
But is he that to you? Do you believe that? Do you really believe that? Or have you just read that? Or have you experienced that?
No.
Yeah. You see, there's this thing about faith. And it's called accepting things that seem to be hard to believe, amen, and accept them as truth, okay, because God's word says it. Has Jesus ever set you free?
Yes.
Boy, I'm glad five people had that happen. Has Jesus ever set you free?
Yes.
Amen, amen. So to you, he's the freedom bringer, amen. But do you believe that? Or do you think that just one time, on one day, that he poured out some grace on you, but you don't know if you can really pray that for other people? I know, hey, it happened to me, so he's going to do it for you. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Do you believe that? The biggest place where we Christians stumble is here. Who is he? Who is this? Is he your healer? Nah, come on. Is he your healer?
Yes.
Yes, amen.
I believe that. I've been healed. I can tell you, but I won't talk about my colon again. I'm sorry. But he's a healer. And I was healed of what the things that the stroke did to me. I was healed of that too. And you've seen people that have been healed, but you know what? You've seen people that haven't been healed. And you've seen people that other people have prayed for, and they're still struggling, and they're dying. Hello? But is Jesus a healer?
Yes.
But does Jesus only heal some? What does the Bible say? Oh, yeah, I like that word. Amen? All. He healed all that came to him. He didn't pick out a few here and there. He healed all that came to him. So we have to work on our faith, amen? Work on whether or not we really believe that this is true. How do we do that? Well, but one thing, by confessing it. Not by saying, well, I don't know if he's going to heal today. I know. There was never a day in the Bible where Jesus said, you know, I don't feel so good today. Not going to heal anybody. That's the one thing I like about God. He is the same yesterday. Come on, shout if you believe it. Today and forever. What we read in the Bible about him is what he is today. He isn't less than. And he isn't even more than. Because he can't get to be more than. Because he's the ultimate. He's everything. I think we believers have to get on the same page about things. I don't know, you know, if what happens if I pray for somebody and they don't get healed? That's not my part of it. My part of it is the prayer. My part of it is the believing. My part of it is just putting myself out there and saying, hey, Jesus healed me, he wants to heal you. I know that because the Bible says it, here we go. You know, and you pray for them. You know, I've heard people say this before, and this just amazes me. I was going to pray for that person, but God didn't want me to. I was going to pray for the healing, but no, you know, Jesus said no. You know that there's sometimes when people think they hear God when they don't? You know whose voice they hear? They hear one or two voices. They hear the enemy. You know what? He speaks pretty loud. All right? They hear the enemy. But there is another voice that speaks even louder. That's yourself. Amen? You know, the Bible says in Psalm 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. I don't know any counsel that's more ungodly than your flesh. Amen? So I don't want to walk in the counsel of my flesh, because my flesh tells me the things to do that make me feel good, while the Spirit of God may tell me things that will be good. Do you understand that? But I want you to understand this morning, you know, have you really answered in your own mind, who is this? I mean, who is this? The religious people of today, they didn't really believe in him, right? The Sadducees and the Pharisees, they didn't believe in him. But who is he to you? You know, to me, of course, he's a healer. And to me, he's a deliverer, because I have some stuff in my life, amen, that I could not get out. As much as I would try, I'd have some limited success. But when I came to know Jesus, somehow, some way, those things took care of themselves. You know why? Because he's all powerful. It isn't necessarily what you ask for, what you get what you need. And maybe you don't understand it at the time, but eventually you will understand it. I hope I can ask this question and have everybody go, yeah! That means you should say yeah after I say this. Okay. Is he your Savior?
Yeah!
All right, amen. Well, what did he save you from? From your sins. Amen. From everything. He didn't just save you from your sins. He saved you from your future sins. Yes. Hello. That's not an excuse to sin and go ahead and do the bad things that you want to do, that your flesh counsels you to do. See, there has to be a thankfulness in our hearts. There has to be not only a remembering heart, but a thankful heart, a grateful heart that says, boy, Lord, you know, I think it was a song we sang today. I hope I never forget what you've done for me. But you know what? Human nature makes you forget. I mean, I wish I could remember all of the Bible that I've read, but I forget.
Yes.
Because we leak. Did you know that?
Yes.
We leak. Jesus has saved me. Amen? Can you say that? Jesus has set me free. Can you say that?
Yes.
Jesus has broken addictions in my life. Can you say that?
Yes.
Well, Jesus has just plain made some chains fall off of my hands, my arms, my feet.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, amen, amen. Jesus is more than anything, but who is he? Who is he? I'll tell you who he is. He's God. Amen? He's God. He's not number two in the order of three, Father, Son. He is God.
Yes.
And if you don't believe me, read John chapter 1, okay? Out of a Bible you should read. Don't read it out of the New World Translation because they change it. And he's a God, not the God. But you know what I found? He is the God. He's set free. I guess I can't hit that enough. Would you have ever thought on a Sunday morning that you could get up and wake up and not feel like doing anything at all? Not that anybody here would feel that way, except me, man. But did you know sometimes I wake up on Sunday morning and I go, is it Sunday? And Serena goes, yeah. And I go, oh, Jesus, Jesus. But could you have ever imagined yourself being in a church, let alone a spirit-filled church, amen, on a Sunday morning when you didn't feel like doing anything, but you just, there's this, something in you just realizes that being here is better than being anywhere else. And I'm telling you that, man. In the presence of the Lord, I hope you can, but can you say that you actually feel the presence of the Lord to the degree that you feel it here on a Sunday morning? You can if you haven't, but it's not the same as being with all of God's people and all the faith, excuse me, that is in this room. Who is this? Who is this that changed your life from what it was to what it is and what it is continuing to turn into? Who is this that actually stays by your side no matter what you do? Who is this that you can't discourage him from keeping you safe? Who is this Jesus? I mean, who is he? And I want to just say this to you this morning. You know, you need to be able to answer those questions. Praise God, he's healer. Praise God, he's a deliverer. Praise God, he sets you free. I don't care what addiction you are struggling with or are going to struggle with. How many of you know we do make mistakes as Christians?
Yes.
Nobody does over here. How many of you know that we make mistakes as Christians?
Amen.
Yet he's always there. When you invited him into your life, he took that as the be-all, end-all that you wanted him in his life, and he's there. He's there for you. Do I believe in once saved, always saved? I believe this. I believe that it may be harder to get out than you think it is, but you can make a wrong decision and walk away from the Lord. Backsliding isn't fun. Only at the moment, it does seem like it's fun, but it's not fun. But who is this? Who is this that can do all of these things, never get discouraged, knows what I'm going to do, knows what I did, knows what I'm doing, and that's tough, isn't it? Sometimes he knows what you're doing. Anybody? Yeah, okay. He knows what you're doing. He knows what you're going to do. He knows the mistakes you're going to make, and he still stays there. He is the proverbial friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Amen? Amen? And, you know, I have experienced things in my life where I thought all the people I knew were closer to my family. They aren't. You know, what do you mean? Well, make a mistake sometimes and see who's always there. Your family is always there. But more than that, Jesus is always there because he's your what? He's your brother. And we are joint heirs with, who is this? It's not that we get less than he gets. Now that's mind-boggling. If I'm a joint heir with Jesus, I get it all. I mean, that ought to make you shout today, you know? Well, Not all of it. I mean, after all, he's Jesus. He's God. You're a joint heir with Christ Jesus, right?
Amen.
You can't grasp that. You can't even get a hold of what that really means. But are you able, if someone was to walk up to you on the street today and say, who is this? Who is this? What would you say? Well, he's Jesus. Well, he died on a cross. Chances are they know that. And he forgave all our sins. Chances are they've heard that. See, but this is where our testimony comes into play. Amen?
Yeah.
What has Jesus become to you in your life? I mean, I'm sure there's things that I don't, and stuff that I don't grasp about Jesus. You know, I can preach about him, but I don't really grasp them. But I do grasp the things that he has done.
Exactly.
And you know what? No one, say no one, no one can take them away from me, because I know as I know as I know as I know that it was God.
Yes.
Well, God didn't heal you. You healed yourself. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. It wasn't that he set you free. It was just time for you to let those things go. No, I think about the things that were in my life. And the time to let them go is long before I really let them go. So I just encourage you this morning, you know, who is this? The whole town was just a buzz, you know, who is this? A few people knew. Quite a few people knew. Multitudes, in fact, knew. But there was still enough. The Bible says that when he came into town, all the people said, who is this? We have to be able to answer that question as Christians. Sometimes in the presence of the Lord, like, I felt the presence of the Lord so strongly in a few songs in worship this morning. And not in all the songs, I don't mean it like that. But and I get this quick flash in my mind of how non-Christian I'd been through this last week. Am I the only one? And how do I know that's God showing me? Because I don't feel bad, I just feel convicted, and I just say to myself, it's going to be different. It's going to be different. You know how it can be different? Because I know who he is. Who is this? He's mine. Who is this? He's the Son of God. Who is this? He's God. Who is this? He heals. He delivers. He sets free. Addictions mean nothing to him. Do you have anything in your life this morning that you would just like to see pushed aside, and I mean to the degree that you're never going to go back there? Let's take just drinking, for instance, okay? And I hope not, but is that in your life? And would you like to see that pushed aside? Any addiction? Do you gossip? Do you smoke? I'm not telling you you're going to hell because you smoke. Should I finish that sentence? You just smell like you've been there. But is there any addiction of any sort, a behavior that you know has got to go? You just know it's got to go. Like talking about people, but it's so funny. You know, you can think of the greatest things to say. I don't think God's laughing at that point. Maybe your friend is laughing, but that's I don't want to go there. I'm going to tell you something this morning. He set us free from our sin. And he set us free from ourselves. Amen. What brings sin back into our lives? He set me free. Hallelujah. Come on. He set me free. Hallelujah. Did he set you free? If he set you free, I want you to say it like you believe it. He set me free. Come on. He set me free. Do you know what that means? You're liberated from all these earthly things. You're liberated from those things that took you down. You're liberated from them. Wow. Can they come back? If I let them, or if I secretly want them to. You know, there's no secretly with God. Did you know that? Yeah, I know. All right. Matthew 21:10. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved. That means maybe some people that believed in him were just going, "Oh, right, he's here." Maybe some people were going, "Oh, man, that sick old prophet's here." I don't know how they were moved, but they were moved. And they said this, "Who is he?" And really, I believe that's what people are asking you and I. Who is he? And they've heard of all the pat answers, right? Who is he? You tell him what he's done in your life. "Well, I've never been sick to the point where he had to heal me." "Well, I've never had an addiction." "What?" The Bible, and I'm closing, the Bible says this, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb. You can't leave that out, people. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Yeah. Amen. Amen. You know, it could be said like this. And they overcame by the things that Jesus did for them. They overcame by sharing what the things that Jesus did for them. If I stood up here and shared with you everything, we'd be here for a long time. No, really. And Serena goes, "Amen, brother." But it's the truth. So, when you go home, when you're eating cookies after church, okay? Just think about this. Who is this? Who really is this to me? Amen? Who is this? I'm going to tell you, I'm going to finish, but he's everything. Amen? Amen. Let's close our eyes and bow our heads. Heavenly Father, help us to answer the question, who is this? Help us to freely and boldly and with all the sincerity in the world share this. Who is this? That's what your Bible tells us. Who this is. But there's more than that. It's who he is to us. God, help us. Help us to be remembering. Help us, God, to be faithful. Help us to be grateful. Help us to be these things. Because your word says if we're anything other than at least these three things, if we're the opposite of these three things, it's not going to go well for us. In fact, the Bible is packed with things that won't go well for us if we do them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The city was moved, saying, "Who is this?" God, as we go home today, Lord, I pray that spending time in your presence, I pray that we would allow that to change us. Your presence can break chains. God, your presence can do everything in our lives. That's why we love your presence. And I pray today as you leave this place or as you fellowship here, that you continue to feel the presence of the Lord. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen and amen. You know, I'm going to open the altar. If there's anybody that wants to come to the altar, for whatever reason it may be, the altar's open. You know, I remember when my pastors used to say, the altar's open, and I'd go. You know, I didn't care what it was. I'd go because I know that things happen here. Amen? I know that things happen at the altar where you get on your face before the Lord, but it's your call. If you want to come up or for any reason, stand with me, please. Stand with me. See, it's easier to get you to move from your feet than it is to get you to move from your seat. But again, if you want to come up here for any reason, I just want to encourage you to come. Prayer partners, if you would come to the front, please. Why don't you? Yeah, they're going to be right over in this area. If you need prayer for whatever reason that we didn't touch on in the service, how many of you know there's a lot of stuff out there? Maybe you need to have us pray for somebody you know that's sick. We can do that. We want to do that, in fact. So, the altar's open if you want to come. We will sing one more song unless the Spirit prompts us to keep going. Pastor Josh is going, oh no, come on, one's enough. But again, as we do this one song, again, do it knowing that you're an audience of one. It's just you and God. It doesn't matter what someone else is thinking, saying, or even fantasizing about. Amen? Amen? Amen. Amen. Amen.